Tachet Midotai Dalar Mishnah Beish. Shnei Pishpishim Hayu Lo L'Shar Gadol. Echad B'Tzafon V'Echad B'Don. There were two Pishpishim next to the Shar Gadol. Two small entrances next to the Shar that led into the Heichal. The Shar that led into the Heichal was called the Shar Gadol. Since the Heichal had a lot of Kedusha, the Shar that leads into the Heichal is called the Shar Gadol. One Pishpish was to the north of the Shar Gadol. One was to the south of the Shar Gadol. Shabadar Lo Nechaf Ba'adam Me'olam. The Pishpish, the entrance that was to the south of the Shar Gadol. Nobody ever went through there. And about this entrance, it's explained through Yechezkel. And Navi Shemer, the pasuk says in Yechezkel, "Vayomer Elai Hashem, Hashar Zeh Sagor Yia Lo Yipaseh." Hashem said that this shar should be closed. Nobody should open it. Beish Lo Yavo Bo. Nobody should go through it. Hashem Lekei Yisrael Babo. V'Hayu Sagor. Only Hashem would be by this entrance. It should remain closed. The Kadosh Baruch Hu does not need to open an entrance to get through. Kaviyacho. Not the Matev Patach as a Pishpish. Cohen wanted to enter the Heichal in the morning, he would take the key and open up the Pishpish, the small entrance that was to the north of the Shar Gadol. He would not go through the Shar Gadol itself. Instead, he would first go through the small entrance. The Nichnas La'ateh, that small entrance, went into a chamber. Me'ateh La'heichal. And from that chamber, he would enter the Heichal itself. He'd walk through the Heichal to the inside of the Shar Gadol. He would open the Shar Gadol from the inside, and then he would be in the entrance of the Heichal of the wall. By the Heichal with six amos thick, he would be in between the two sets of doors, and he would open up the inside doors from the entrance. Rabbi Huda, I remember says when he entered the chamber after he opened up the Pishpesh, he did not go into the Heichal. Instead, he went into the entrance itself in between the two sets of doors. He now was standing between the two gates. Yeah, there were two sets of doors, one set of doors closer to the Ulam, one set of doors closer to the Heichal, and he was in between. He opened up the outer doors from the inside, the doors that were closer to the Ulam, he opened up from the inside, and the interior doors, the doors that were closer to the Heichal, he opened up from the outside. There were 38 chambers that encircled the area of the Heichal. 15 chambers to the north of the Heichal, 15 chambers to the south of the Heichal. Shmona b'mar, 8 chambers to the west of the Heichal. Shabbatzafon or Shabbatzafon, Chamisha agabi Chamisha, the Chamisha agabem. To the north and to the south, there were 5 chambers and another 5 chambers on top of them. And another 5 chambers on top of those chambers, 15 altogether in the Tzafon and 15 in the Darim. Ushabemar, Shlosha agabi Shlosha, Ushnayim agabem. To the west of the Heichal, there were 3 chambers, another 3 on top of them, and 2 on top of those 8 all together. There were 3 entrances to each one of the chambers. One entrance opened up to the chamber to the right, one opened up to the chamber to the left, and one opened up to the chamber on top of it. And the chamber to the northeast of the Azar, this is the chamber that the Kohen entered into when he wanted to open up the Heichal in the morning, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. That chamber had 5 entrances. One to the chamber to its right. One entrance opened up to the chamber on top of it. There was one entrance that opened up to the Mesiba, the room that extended the whole length of the Kosel. One entrance opened up into the Pishpesh, a small entrance that was next to the Shar HaGadol. One entrance opened up into the Heichal, and that is the way the Kohen entered the Heichal in the morning. He entered the chamber through the Pishpesh, and then he went through the entrance that opened up into the Heichal, and then the Kohen opened up the Shar HaGadol, like we saw in the previous Mishnah.